right, you guys, welcome back to another episode of the Dental Marketing Secrets Podcast. So excited to have you joining us today on this episode. We've got a special guest, Nick Jackson joins us from CallRail, and we're going to dive into a little bit of analytics, a little bit of attribution to help you better understand where your leads are coming from, where patients are coming from, help better inform your decision-making moving forward when it comes to your marketing efforts. So Nick, welcome to the show. So excited to have you, man.
Yeah, thanks, Mark. And thank you for having me on. I'm really excited to talk through it. And as you were saying, I've worked at CallRail now for a little over 6 years, started, on the low levels on the sales team. And now I'm a sales manager working with some of our larger customers. And a large portion of that time was spent working with our healthcare customers, right? Be it dental practitioners, you name it, right? All the way up to and including healthcare systems. So there's some nuances with regards to, tracking, marketing, and understanding what's working regarding HIPAA compliance and everything. I think it's really fun. So I'm really excited to be here and talk through some of it.
Yeah, no, it's so needed too. Just before we pressed record on this episode, we were talking about how there's just a lot of practices out there, especially those that are trying to do this themselves, this is an integral piece that they're missing a lot of times, is they don't have, they don't have the feedback that this can give them to help them understand, okay, this is working, this maybe not so much, this isn't at all, let's avoid that. You need that feedback in order to make those changes and to see the response that you're looking for. So yeah, I'm excited to get into this. So let's just start, kind of basics, overview. Give our listeners a little bit of an overview of how would you define attribution? How would you define analytics as it pertains to, like a normal dental office?
No, absolutely. And starting there, attribution, right? It's where are things coming from, right? Thinking of it in the most basic level, right? So where are potential new patients finding me? Is it from a paid advertisement that I'm running? Right. Yeah. If so, is that channel viable? So as far as attribution, that's step one is understanding what is attracting people to your practice, be it some form of advertising. And then from there, how you're actually engaging and converting those people through to create a good experience. And it all starts with, hey, where are they finding us? Yeah. So that's what kicks off.
Yeah, that really is the starting point, is looking at the data that's telling you, okay, yeah, these people are coming from this source, this campaign, this effort, and then you can, you can follow them along that journey to gain even more insights as to, this is, I think of it as kind of the conversion process or the customer journey. There's lots of different names for it, but there's kind of this natural process that a lot of patients will go through, these steps that they go through in order to become a patient. And you can, with the right attribution in place, you're able to optimize each one of those steps and get a little bit better results each time, they take that step in that process, which, ultimately leads to just greater overall success, reduced acquisition costs. I mean, it's really kind of magical when it all comes together. So Nick, tell us a little bit about too, when you have this in place, when you're starting to see some of this data, what does that allow you to do as a practice owner?
Oh, absolutely. And to the first point of where they're coming from, it helps you optimize your marketing spend, right? It can be tough to track some of these things, time consuming. Yeah. So by having this information, you're able to focus your ad dollars on the campaigns that are actually working and reducing that guesswork and what potentially wasted budget, right? Yeah. So the big thing is making sure that however they're finding you, understanding what's working out of that, so you can do more of it and less of what's not, right?
Yeah. Sorry to keep interrupting. I just get so excited about this, but there's so many people, they kind of go off gut feel, right? I mean, they're like, well, I think this is working. I like the campaign, and business seems to be going well, so it must be working. But how often does that steer you wrong,
No, that's absolutely right. And I know a lot of people will ask, well, how did you find us? And the answer is, I don't know, or Google, right? One of the two. So not much to go on. And that's exactly right. If you don't know, then there's just no way to improve or stop doing stuff that's just not working, right? So yeah, once you're able to actually track those things and understand, you know, okay, where are they coming from, right? Tracking how you're engaging with them, right? Are we missing calls from these people? So another thing that tracking would allow you to do is understanding by who's reaching out to you. Are you following up with them? Are you missing these leads, right? So by having this in place, you're able to make those decisions to ensure that those leads are handled, right? So that regardless if it's busy in the waiting room or whatever it may be, by tracking when people are engaging with you, you can ultimately improve that patient experience, right?
Yeah. So just to clarify, so you're saying that you're seeing a lot of times are you saying that there's a pattern to when people are engaging with you and you can adjust your protocol, your process to better accommodate that influx, or is that kind of what you're getting at?
Right. That's right. That's right. And it's, you know, one of those things by tracking some of the quantitative measures of, hey, when are they reaching out the most? When do we happen to let things slip through the cracks? It can help you better understand when those things are occurring, right? So you can put some things in place, which of course, you know, we'll dig a little bit more into to make sure that those leads are being handled either by your staff or by more effective messaging, right? Yeah. Okay. So yeah, it's a little bit more about diving in a little bit further now that you understand who they are, right? Yeah. Did they actually get handled effectively?
Yeah. Okay.
And
that makes sense.
And you know, it's one of those things. It's close to attracting leads, right? If they're in that initial, they potentially need a provider in their area and they're reaching out to you, it's important to understand, you know, hey, where they came from, and ultimately that you're doing everything you can on your end to handle the lead.
Yeah.
There though, right? The tracking, it takes on a different perspective. Right. Now that they've reached out to you, you've engaged with them a little bit, right? It's tracking the results of those actual conversations,
mm-hmm.
right? Taking it a step further in understanding within your organization, if you're tracking how you're handling these leads from a qualitative perspective, right? Answering their questions, right? You're handling them effectively to schedule appointments. You're asking for that review, right? Little things that can make the difference. When you're tracking that through all the way past the time when they first reached out, you're able to create that feedback loop to really ensure that the leads that you're driving from marketing are being handled effectively. And if there's any gaps along the way,
you
can identify and rectify those things.
Yeah, that's so powerful. I mean, because as you were talking about it, I kept thinking about all these, the ability to analyze and evaluate, like you were talking about this, the patient experience, how you're engaging with those patients, you know, on the phone call. How do you pick up the phone? Are you, like you said, are you answering those questions? Right tone, everything like that. I mean, there's so many things that go into that. And if you're just, who knows, is your team following up? Do you have a set script or do you have a set process that you go through? Or is it just, you know, willy nilly? Like, is it just how you feel on that day? And that could be, I mean, that could totally dictate how many leads or how few leads convert, right?
Yeah, that's absolutely right. And it's one of those things, you know, once you have the tracking in place, you get that visibility and now you can do something,
mm-hmm.
right? Be it a good thing that's happening or potentially a bad thing, but without it in place, there's just nothing that can be done really at any stage.
So. Yeah. Yeah. And would you say, Nick, that is this one of those things, kind of going back to your earlier point where you might just notice or through tracking, you're able to see we're missing these amount of calls. Is that one of the things that surprises people? It seems like that would be one of those things that a lot of practices are like, oh, I had no idea that we were missing this many calls.
Yes, it absolutely does happen a lot more frequently than they would think. They go in there, they see the missed calls report, and they may find that it's either, you know, just before or around lunchtime, whatever it may be, or sometimes they'll find that there's a particular campaign that is just driving a ton of interest and they were just not ready for it, right? So it's a question of handling those more effectively. But yeah, it's one of those things that once they gain that visibility, because to your point, they have a lot going on, they're busy and they don't have it. Once they gain it, it can be pretty eye opening.
Yeah. Oh, that's so nice. Yeah. Just the visibility. That is such a key word with all this, just to be able to see where you're at. And then you're able to make adjustments, make changes. without that, you're just playing blind. So yeah, tell me a little bit about so practices that successfully start down this path, or they're implementing attribution, they have analytics that they're looking at on a regular basis. What, you know, end results, like what does that do? I mean, we're talking about some of the benefits, but do you have a case study or something that you could share that kind of illustrates that?
I do. I actually have two. So I whittled it down to one, yeah. But I think
I knew you would. I knew you had hundreds, but
so just keeping it in line, right, with this patient experience, you know, how are they finding you? How are we handling them? Right. So we have one that's more along the lines of attracting. So we had Wonderist, they were doing paid search for one of their dental practices, yeah, and didn't have any attribution in place before they started working together. And once they actually put tracking in place to understand from paid search specifically, which paid search keywords are driving appointments,
yeah,
on the phone, they were able to increase the number of appointments year over year by 530%.
That's awesome.
That's always my favorite stat because it's really high. And it's really cool. You know, they were getting down to the individual paid search keyword and then just bidding on the ones driving appointments.
Yeah. And that's an easy adjustment, right? I mean, that's an easy inside Google Ads. That's a quick adjustment. Hey, we're going to raise the ceiling on this one and this particular keyword and get as much as we can out of that, right?
Yep. Yep, that's exactly right. And, you know, that's more of attracting, hey, where do we invest our marketing dollars? But as far as improving the patient experience and making sure that we're doing these things that will create that feedback loop, right? We had Chicago Beautiful Smiles. So they put tracking in place to understand where their leads are coming from, of course. And they put a heavy emphasis on making sure that intake was creating a good experience on the phone calls and asking for reviews. Through this campaign, they were able to increase the new patients by 17% in 3 months. That's more of the qualitative side of things, right? Really making sure that we're handling those calls, equipping the staff with the visibility and knowledge to ask for the right things. So depending on where they're at in the life cycle, right, there's different benefits, of course, depending on what you're doing. But yeah, the theme is depending on the goals, you just have to have something in place to know if that's either happening or not.
Yeah. Well, yeah. And I think of too, as you were talking about that one, that particular case study, I thought, I mean, you could see a significant increase in acquisition just with the same marketing spend, just because you're able to look at this, you know, with all this data now and make better informed decisions on where to make adjustments. You know, I mean, that's what's cool. It's not, I'm not saying to like double your budget, you know, in order to achieve these results. It's really optimizing what you're already doing and taking advantage of that already, which is super cool.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, of course, you know, if you invested a lot more money and it was all going into the right places, you know, you could see more patients. But a lot of it is just about profitability and making sure that, you know, within your ad spend, that those dollars are being used as effectively as they can, mm-hmm. you know, to drive your goals. So yeah, that's a large part of it, is getting that visibility really to stop wasting those advertising dollars should that be occurring.
Yeah.
Right? I appreciate you bringing that up, because that's, you know, definitely a big focus, especially now.
Yeah. Oh yeah. I know, we hate, you know, a lot of people, it's interesting, because I have this conversation a lot, and they kind of, a lot of business owners, not just exclusive to dentists, but a lot of business owners feel it's kind of, they see marketing as this necessary evil. A lot of times, you know, they're, oh, I wish I didn't have to do this, but you know, I feel like I have to. But I think for me, I'm a marketing person, true and true. So I look at it as this great kind of liberator, this leverage, this tool of leverage that you can gain, you know, to really ramp things up and make it so much easier for your business to thrive. But yeah, so it's funny that sometimes you have those conversations. But okay, so let's jump in. I wanted to ask you about what should you be tracking? You know, we've been talking about, we've thrown that word around a bunch, but what specific things should you be tracking with your campaigns?
Oh, absolutely. So we'll go through these. And in my mind, the first one that's most important, and it can be a little bit to unpack, is the lead count by, or lead volume by source, okay, and by type. So here's what I mean by that, right? So first things first, where did the lead come from? Which campaign specifically drove them to you?
Yeah.
And then with regards to the type, it's specifically, hey, how did they reach out? Did they call you? Did they fill out a web form? Did they send an email? However they could reach out and get in contact, you want to understand the type. So, you know, we'll dig into, of course, the quality and everything, but in my mind, just understanding the source of the lead, how they found you, especially when you're running an advertising campaign, that is key. You have to track that because if you don't have that and you're spending the money on advertising, to your point, right, regardless of your ad spend, you're not sure how profitable it is.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. And so this is more than just the question on the web form that says, how did you hear about us? Is that what you're saying? Do you take that into consideration at all? Like what they mark on there?
Definitely. So that's something that it can be valuable to put in, right? On a web form, you know, how did you find us? Right. It can be valuable to get an extra perspective on there. But as far as understanding the specific levers, it ultimately depends on what you're doing, right? In my mind, it goes down to the smallest lever that you're actually putting a dollar to. Okay. Right. So in Google Ads, that would be the keyword.
Yeah.
Because you bid on keywords.
Mm-hmm.
So you should understand which of those keywords and which of those dollars are the ones that are driving the end result that you're looking for.
Yeah.
Right. So you want it to be relatively specific underneath the source, but at a very basic level, understanding the source at a minimum, you know, whether it came from Google Ads, it's important to understand that. But when you're talking about actually optimizing the campaigns, whatever that lever is that you actually adjust with your dollars, that's the thing that you should be tracking to.
Yeah. Yeah. That's a very important distinction because you might know from a high level that it is coming from a Google Ads campaign, but you still don't know. That doesn't allow you to necessarily optimize that campaign very well. If you're not sure which keyword actually drove that phone call or that web form.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And, you know, that can be tougher to do, especially with the digital advertising, without something in place that can do that, it can be very hard to actually get an accurate measure of any sort that you can use. So at the most basic levels, yes, you'd want to have something in place for source, but really, if you're spending money, particularly on digital ads, you would want to understand, hey, which of those ads, keywords, et cetera, are the ones that are actually working well? Because that's ultimately where you would spend more money and cut out the ones that aren't driving the results that you're looking for.
Yeah. Yeah. And that is what's cool about it. Like you're just saying that it's a switch that you can flip on and off. You know, if it's not working, you turn that off. And if it is working, you can turn it up. You know, I mean, that's what's really cool about all this once you have that in place. Okay. So you mentioned lead volume by source and type. What else are you tracking? What would you recommend?
So I would say lead quality, okay. Right? Some people would say, conversion rate, there's different words for it, but you want to understand segmenting down even further, right? So you got a phone call. Was it good though?
Yeah.
Did they schedule an appointment or, you know, were they confused about the messaging, right? So as far as understanding where your leads are coming from, right, and how they're reaching out to you, yes, that's very important. You have to have it in place. But from there, it's understanding at a deeper level which ones of those that reached out actually converted to new patients.
Right.
Right. So, you know, it's your lead to new patient conversion rate, if you will. But you have to understand and segment down further, right? If you're spending money on ads and you're getting outreach, people are reaching out to you from it. It's from there, though, were they good leads that actually converted?
Yeah.
A step further and drilling it down so that you can make sure that you're allocating those dollars effectively and not letting things slip through the cracks.
So you need something then, you know, in order to evaluate those leads, you obviously need to be able to track those, where they're coming from, which specific kind of lever, like you mentioned, is driving that, but then also the ability to evaluate the quality of that lead. So if it's a phone call, you know, I mean, some type of recording, where you can go back and listen through that, or, you know, if it's web form, you can obviously read through those. but you need something like that, right? I mean, some sort of mechanism that allows you to review it.
Yep, that's exactly right. And it's one of those things that can, you know, present concerns to people because of HIPAA compliance or what have you. So that can sometimes be viewed as a barrier or concern. But yeah, if it's very similar, right? Once you have something in place, if you can't tell that next step is actually occurring, you know, that's where you want to get the visibility in place in order to do so, right? Yeah. Yeah. So I know we had touched on it earlier as well. So as far as what you need to be tracking, and this goes hand in hand with making sure that they're handled effectively, but when you're missing leads,
mm-hmm.
right? 100%. Ensure that you have those people available. And you can do things like creating different types of call routing and whatnot, more specifics to call rail. But the first thing that you would need to have in place is just understanding like, hey, if we're sending leads to our business, if they're hitting a brick wall once they get to us because no one's getting in touch, we have to understand when that's occurring so we can adjust for it.
Yeah. Yeah. And you mentioned earlier, it sounds like the most common times are around lunchtime. Is there any other time frames, time periods that you feel like just if for our listeners to be aware of, because this is, I see this pretty common.
Yeah, so it depends. Sometimes if you have like people changing hours, that's oftentimes when it can occur. Maybe there's a little bit of a drop off during that time period. So that's going to be specific to the practice and whatnot. But it's usually within those periods when people are either coming on or stopping a shift. So the times that you would expect, right, so beginning of the day, end of the day, and then right around lunchtime are oftentimes when things can slip through the cracks. But depending on how many people you have and what your coverage strategy is for the phones, especially during peak hours, you know, it can.
Okay. Yeah, that makes sense. That makes sense. Cool. Okay. So you mentioned, as far as things to track, lead by volume or source, lead by source or type, and then lead quality, and then the missed leads, make sure you're tracking those so you can dive into those, try and figure out best way to strategize and adjust for that. Anything else that you would put on that list?
Yeah, the last thing, it's similar to the lead quality and conversion rate, right? You want to understand from a marketing perspective which of those leads were good, right, or bad. But from there, it's more so from the patient experience perspective. You want to be able to track your staff performance, meaning are people not getting their questions answered from this person versus that person? Are we not answering things correctly, right? Or conversely, you know, could these leads be handled a little bit better with content on our website?
Yeah.
Right. So by going in and analyzing what's actually happening as they're working with you, you can basically track primarily things that are recurring issues, right? Such as training opportunities with your staff. So those are the things that you would want to identify. And then overall trends within your conversation. Yeah. Topics, right? Things that are discussed frequently. And the reason for that, it ties into marketing, but it gives them a better patient experience. If they have questions about a particular service or offering, you can put it right on your website to perhaps answer that question a little bit more proactively. So it's really the tail end of things. Now that you've attracted people to your business, you've understood if it was a good lead, it's really, okay, hey, are we letting anything slip through here as we're speaking with these patients that we could either, you know, rectify or head off before it even comes up on the call?
Yeah.
Right? It's really about tracking that patient experience after the fact.
Yeah. Yeah. Preempt any, you know, common questions or objections, or like you said, if maybe the marketing message is just a little unclear, or it's causing room for some type of confusion. It's a great way to rectify that. And it also reminded me, I mean, this, and when we were talking about the lead quality and the ability to review those conversations, just from a marketing standpoint, you want to be using the language that your patients are using. You know, the more closely that resembles the actual words that a patient will use, typically it's much more relevant. You know, I mean, they see that as much more credible. They feel like you understand them at a deeper level. And as a result, there's greater trust. And so anytime you're reviewing these, pay attention to those. Just like Nick was saying, I mean, there's going to be patterns for either questions, but even just how they word things. You know, that's a great way to just make a note, a mental note, and you can start to weave those into your marketing messages in the ads, on the website, follow-up emails, whatever the case may be, and you're going to gain more credibility that way.
That's right.
So, okay. So now that we've got what we've talked about, we kind of gave an overview of what analytics and attribution means. We went into the four things that you should be tracking. Now, as people get into this, you know, as they're starting to implement this, take action on it, get some analytics going, what do you see are the common mistakes? Inevitably, there's going to be some mistakes, and that's okay. But what are those common mistakes, and how can we avoid those?
Absolutely. So the biggest, most common mistake, I would say, is no tracking.
No track.
Okay. Oftentimes people will, maybe they'll have a web form that asks how you found us. And maybe sometimes their staff will ask that question. But effectively, they have no tracking in place. They have no way to know if the individual ads are driving phone calls, or ultimately which levers individual ads and dollars themselves are being wasted or working well.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Especially when people are just starting out, right? Mm-hmm. They know that, like you said, some people, they view it as a necessary evil. I know I have to do this thing. But since it's maybe not something they're super familiar with, they don't think through like, okay, well, now that I have this in place, what next?
Yeah.
Right. Start trying to ask. And that's where it starts, getting difficult because you just don't have that visibility. Yeah. That's really, really common, as people are just getting started into marketing, especially.
Yeah. Yeah. That's gotta be a big one, you know? I mean, yeah, it's just, for all the reasons you just listed. Okay. So that's first mistake. What else do you see a lot of?
No, absolutely. So from there, you'll get people they understand, especially digital advertising, right? They'll say, okay, spending money on advertisements. Well, I need to track these things.
Yeah.
So what they'll do is they'll set up Google Analytics to track the clicks to their website, right? Which makes sense. Maybe they'll look at Google Ads, and they're tracking website traffic, right? They're seeing that people are coming to their site, perhaps even to a keyword level, right? But then it's stopping there. Mm-hmm. Right. So if you're just getting started with advertising and everything, maybe you're not doing anything at all. And then you transition to, okay, well, I can track the clicks to my website. Let me do that.
Yeah.
So then you get a little bit better visibility, but you're not certain specifically, hey, were those converting and actually scheduling appointments?
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure. They just came to my website.
Yeah.
I don't actually know if that's a person.
Yeah.
Be a fit. I don't really know much about them, right? But then they'll start trying to optimize their ads based on those things, and they may be driving traffic that's irrelevant, right?
Yeah.
They can start making a little bit, misinformed decisions because they're not tracking it through to actually who reached out.
Yeah. Yeah. So they're not tracking deeply enough. It's only the high level tracking. And I see a lot of this too, where we'll work with clients that, have tried campaigns in the past and without much success. And some of them they just kind of write off that entire medium. They'll say, oh, Google Ads don't work, or paid social doesn't work, or whatever, because they had a negative experience. But when you dive deeper into the data, it shows that certain points, certain things are working really well. They're getting this type of traffic from this. It's just maybe this step in that customer or patient journey where they're getting hung up, and that's where, when you take a deeper look at measuring what you're doing, that's where some of that insight really pays off, because you can see there's the roadblock. It's right there, and then you free that up and now it's smooth sailing onto the next step, So yeah, that's what I love about it too.
Yeah. And, I'm glad you bring that up. Like, as far as tracking the full visitor journey and everything like that, that is one of those things that we'll see too. Like you said, once you have those insights, you can know what to do, right? But it's really a trend, right? As people get started, they'll, get started with something and then not really realize that they've created an issue for themselves later on, right? So the other thing that we'll see is they're not tracking everything, right? Maybe they'll, you know, for paid search or whatever, just put a number on an ad or something like that. And they won't be tracking calls from their website. And then from there, there's nothing in place to record and understand if those were actual good leads, right? So a lot of it is as you get into, especially digital advertising, to your point, it can get more complex. So whenever you have that breakdown of not understanding that full patient journey and being able to connect it back, that's the theme of most mistakes, right? And it just depends on where people are at with their advertising and what they're actually doing. But I'd say that's the last one, is not having all of it tracked, only piecemeal fashion. And it's getting, you know, inaccurate and maybe misleading results back.
Yeah. Yeah. Very fragmented. It's hard to do a whole lot with that. Yeah. And it's, I think the big challenge for a lot of practice owners is that it takes time, you know, I mean, it takes time to look at all this data and to go back through and have, you know, a critical viewpoint of this so that you're taking that data and then making something of it, you know, I mean, and that's oftentimes is not really, there's not time for that for them. You know, I mean, there's just so many things that they already have to do that makes it challenging. So I understand their point of view, but I also, yeah, that's exactly what happens. They just, it's hard. They don't have that enough time to carve out that, or look in detail at that customer journey and really define what that looks like and where it's breaking up and where it's okay. So, okay. So those are great. So common mistakes, that I'm sure a lot of people will make and continue to make, but that's okay. If you know what they are now, hopefully you won't make those. But moving forward, if someone is listening to this and they're like, okay, I get the need to track, it's something I've been wanting to do. How do I get started? You know, what would be your advice to a dentist who's like, I'm doing this on my own. What would be the first couple of steps to get started?
No, absolutely. And for someone who is just getting started with advertising in general, I would first determine your strategy, right? Mm-hmm. Where are you going to be spending those dollars specifically? And if it's digital, considering, hey, what is my source of truth? Which things am I going to use to actually measure this performance, right? So if you're working with someone like yourself or another marketer, right, they can help you with those things. But it's ultimately, you know, defining your strategy. What are you going to be doing, right? Once you understand what you're doing, you start tracking your inbound leads, right? And what I mean by that is your phone calls, web form submissions, right? So that's something, of course, that CallRail does. That's what we specialize in. Right. So as far as if you needed something in place, you could request a demo or sign up for a free trial on our website, and we would help anyone get started with a HIPAA compliant account. So regardless, though, it's you have to have something in place to track how people are finding you, be it the phone calls, web form submissions, emails, anything like that. And I know for us, we help with the setup and everything so that you can actually get that stuff fully set up. And then from there, start tracking those results, right?
Yeah.
So as far as everything else is concerned, ultimately, once you get the tracking in place, you could consider recording your calls, something HIPAA compliant to really analyze, you know, what's going on. And to your point, you can't look through everything all like at a one at a time level. So it's setting up that reporting to understand, you know, where you should be looking, spending your time. Ultimately, once you get something in place to track, right? Hey, which ad dollars are driving good leads?
Yeah.
Right. Once you have that data and then which ones aren't so great and you're able to track it over time, you have to monitor those results.
Yeah.
Right. So that would be the next step is defining like, hey, how long are we going to look at this? And then once you have that tracking in place, it's that period of optimization, right? Pulling back on the levers that aren't working, augmenting and adding to the ones that are.
Yeah. And do you have any guidelines on that as far as how long would you give a campaign before you make a decision, like make a verdict on that?
Yeah, you know, it would certainly depend. I would say at least 30 days. You know, don't quote me on this, but someone much smarter than myself, high up at CallRail, said that to get a statistically relevant sample size, it should be at least 30, right? So I like to think of that at least at 30 days. So I would consider that at a minimum. Of course, if you're doing a short term or a specialty type campaign, you could look a little bit sooner. But you'd want to get a solid sample size of data so that you don't risk looking at too small of a window.
Yeah. And that's kind of right in line with what we recommend too, is, you know, if you're running a paid search Google Ads campaign, for example, you know, at least 30 days, ideally 90 days, to really give yourself a chance to get enough data, obviously depending on budget and how many, you know, impressions and things that you can drive with that. But yeah, you're going to need some time, you know, but just look at that as an investment for the future, that you're figuring out what really is working, that you can use that as your foundation to propel yourself forward, you know, because otherwise you're just throwing money at the wall, you know, or throwing spaghetti at the wall, seeing what sticks. And that's just never going to be a good long-term strategy.
Well, I mean, that's exactly right. And if you do it, you know, unless you're getting a ton of leads, when you're running an advertising campaign, you have to, like you said, give it some time, right? But if you have the tracking in place, that is the most important thing, right? Because you will find trends. Some things are more effective and some aren't. So regardless of what the ad spend may be, first, you have to make sure that you're doing it in a profitable and efficient manner.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, regardless if you want to keep doing it or expand it in the future. And yeah, if you make those snap judgments, I mean, you just risk, you know, wasting any progress you may have made. So
yeah, I know, which is the worst thing you can do. it can really mess you up for the future if you don't, you aren't taking the time to do that. And but no, that's awesome. Well, any last words, Nick? I know we covered a lot in this episode, but any other things that you feel like would be important for our readers to know? And if not, then please tell us where, you know, people can get in touch with you if they want to learn more about CallRail and tracking and attribution. Take it away.
No, absolutely. And I know, thanks for having me, right? I know we covered a lot. For all the listeners out there, you know, of course, working at CallRail, the most important thing, if you're running advertisements, you just have to have something in place that can track it. If you're in healthcare, it should probably be HIPAA compliant.
Yeah.
It's one of those things, you should probably do that. And we do offer that, of course, right? We're a great software. I've been here for so long because of that. And if you would like to explore it further, if you go to callreal.com, you have a couple options. You could request a demo if you want to see some more information, wherein we'll hop on a call, answer your questions, see if we're a fit, or you can sign up for a free trial. Everyone starts with that. And when you sign up, we help you set everything up, right? We help you with HIPAA compliance, making sure that this tracking is in place to get you the results that you're looking for, and make sure that it makes sense for you. So if you visit callreal.com, just request a demo if you're on the fence, or sign up for a free trial if you'd like help getting it set up. And that's that. We would help you get it going.
Yeah. And it is really pretty simple to set up. I use CallRail with clients, and I love their support, but I also love how the simplicity of the dashboard and it just makes that whole part of evaluation of your tracking, it makes it so much easier, you know? So the important thing is just get something in place that you're comfortable with to start tracking. And this will make it so much easier, your life so much easier from a marketing standpoint. But Nick, thanks again. Nick Jackson from CallRail. Really appreciate your time. Thanks again for joining us on the show today, man.
Thanks, Mark. It was a pleasure.